From now on, you'll be working to contribute to the German war effort.
Your name?
Irena Gut.
In the new movie Irina's Vow, now in theaters, we meet a young Polish woman with a courageous heart and an outrageous plan. Irina is Catholic, but the 21-year-old is horrified by the Nazi persecution of Jews, which is just beginning in Poland. Specifically, she witnesses a German soldier brutally treating a mother and her child, and that atrocity galvanizes Irina into action. Irina oversees 11 Jewish men and women who make uniforms for the Nazis. But she can see the proverbial writing on the wall. She works for a German officer whose star is rising in the Third Reich. In fact, he's given an elegant Polish village, and it'll be Irina's job to serve him there. She realizes that the property is big enough to hide the 11 Jews she's worked with previously, but doing so will come with many dangers, both to herself and to those she's trying to keep out of sight.
So a place where I can hide you, where no one would ever think of looking for you. In the house of one of the highest-ranking German officers in Tarnopol. I made a vow that if I ever could save a life, I would.
But if anything goes wrong, we all pay the price.
Irina's Vow is a powerful profile in courage, one that's based on a remarkable true story. It's similar in some ways to Corrie Ten Boom's story in The Hiding Place. This film has earned an R rating, primarily for that scene of brutality that Irina and the audience views. As R-rated movies go, though, the rest of the content concerns here are relatively light. There are some suggestive allusions, but nothing explicit. A bit of profanity shows up, too. So we're giving Irina's Vow a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. And be sure to listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Hey parents, Parent here. I don't know about you, but most parenting advice I've found is a lot like my son's favorite foods, just beans and hot dogs. It's bland and way too juvenile for how old he actually is. But Focus on the Family's weekly Age and Stage emails have biblical stuff that helps me be intentional as a parent. It's great, like a chef's salad of parenting tips. If you want biblical, practical, and personal tips to your inbox, here's how. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get weekly emails that make a difference.